USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December 2021 due to his failing health. Here's former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. His 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and a number of injuries before he was arrested in 1996. Former President Trump is hitting the campaign trail just a day after being indicted in a classified documents probe. He's set to address GOP state conventions in Georgia and North Carolina. So will mark his first Republican crowd appearance since the recent indictment. The Justice Department unsealed a 37-count indictment accusing Trump of mishandling classified documents. President Biden will kick off his re-election campaign in Pennsylvania, a swing state, with a political rally in Philadelphia on June 17th, highlighting his strong support for labor unions. Biden has been endorsed by the Laborers International Union of North America, a major construction union. More help is headed to Ukraine.
The Biden administration announced another $2.1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine on Friday. The aid package includes air defense and ammunition capabilities. The U.S. has committed $40 billion to Ukraine since Russia's invasion began last February. It comes as Kyiv begins a counteroffensive against invading Russian troops. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway, Joran Vandersloot, has pleaded not guilty to extortion charges. He was extradited from Peru to the U.S. and appeared in an Alabama court. The Dutch citizen is accused of attempting to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is urging Republican voters not to rush to judgment regarding former President Trump's recent indictment on 37 counts related to mishandling classified documents. During his campaign in New Hampshire, Pence advised Republicans to allow the indictment process to unfold. He also called for the Department of Justice to make all documents pertaining to Trump's indictment public. Pence announced his 2024 GOP candidacy last week. San Francisco police are investigating a shooting in the city's Mission District that injured 9 people. Happened at a block party around 9 last night. Many of the victims were found with gunshot wounds, but no fatalities have been reported, and there have been no arrests. Pope Francis is recovering from surgery, but he will remain hospitalized through all of next week.
Doctors advise the 86-year-old Pope not to deliver his Sunday blessing from a hospital balcony tomorrow to avoid strain on his abdominal walls. Francis underwent a 3-hour surgery in Rome on Wednesday to repair an abdominal hernia. Back in 2021, after the Pope's last surgery, he was able to stand and deliver his blessing from the balcony at the same hospital, but that was after 7 days of recovery. I'm Brad Siegel.
An online petition to relocate a lonely giraffe from a Mexico park to a Texas ranch has nearly 80,000 signatures. The petition on change.org is called Speak Up for Benito, the Lonely Giraffe. Benito is currently at Park Central in Juarez, and petition organizers want him relocated to Blue Hills Ranch in McGregor, Texas. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.